Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Matthew Williams.
Okay, who's going to?
Mr. Neal.
Okay, Mr. Neal. Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number, please, for the record?
My name is Matthew Williams. My ADC number is 267-495.
Okay, sir. You're praying for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in regards to your community supervision violation. I do have a question for you going into it. The information we have is that you're supposed to be released tomorrow.
Yes.
So my next question is, since you're going to get out tomorrow, irregardless, do you want to continue with the hearing, or would you just like to basically waive it?
What I wanted to do was like come in and give my gratitude, like and say thanks to the board, to the program, the PRC program in Tucson with Pro. Like, I mean, because like I know I kind of like messed up towards the end and stuff, but I learned a lot, and I did grow a little bit. I learned about myself, and I also know that I have a addiction now that I can get out and go and get help for it, and that was my main. That was the main reason why I wanted to agree to come to this board, just so I could like kind of give thanks, I guess.
Okay, because once you're released tomorrow, if you want to go to TLC, you would have to make your own arrangements because the Department of Corrections won't be doing that anymore. According to the paper we have, you're done with DOC tomorrow.
I'm gonna be out there on my own, but I just wanted to like let them know that I did learn something and I'm gonna try my hardest to do, because I'm gonna be on my own this time, and I'm kind of it's like a scary feeling, but I think I can do it. It's just like being on a bike and falling off and then trying to get back on for the first time. Like, but I want to do it, but it's just scary. So I just want them to know that I did learn, and the board to know that I learned, and I'm ready to try again tomorrow.
Okay, so does that mean you want to have the hearing, or you just wanted to get on record to say that?
I guess I could waive it. I don't know. Like, there's no point in having it. Really, I just like I don't think that I can get. I'm already getting out tomorrow, right?
That's right. So it wouldn't make any difference what the board decides. You're still be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I think Mr. Neal, I think we still need to do phase one and then make the motion.
I thought he was.
Yeah, but we still have
we to. We do it as a way.
Since he's here, we have to go through the process.
Yeah, we do phase one and then.
Okay, what we'll do then is we'll go through the first part of the hearing, which we have to go through as a formality, and then we'll be done with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me introduce the board members that are here. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Louis DeMonis. And then in the middle is Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. Then next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And I am David Neal. I'll be your panel chair for today. And also in the room we have Mr. Oliver from the Department of Corrections, and he will also be representing the control parole officer.
Okay,
so he did receive a notice prior to the hearing, with the date of the hearing, notifying you that you were had this hearing and what your rights are during that hearing, correct?
Yes, yes.
Well, in amongst those rights, you have the right to speak for yourself, or you can hire an attorney at your own expense to represent you. I tell you, you didn't hire an attorney for today.
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you. All right, I need to swear to you, Mr. Almir M. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God, and do you still affirm?
Yes.
I do.
All right.
So on your board, you have three allegations. The first one, what I need to do, I'll read the allegations, and once I read them, I'll ask you if they're true or false, and you just tell me whether they're true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right, first allegation is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend sex offender treatment on or about October 3rd, 2017, as directed.
Yeah.
That true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. Allegation number 3 is, or excuse me, allegation number 2 is not condition number 13, is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 13H, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, possessing any pornography, sexually stimulating material products, or entering into any adult establishment of any kind on or about October 3rd, 2017. That true or false, sir?
True.
All right, third allegation is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to provide urine specimen on or about October 3rd, 2017 for female reentry center staff. That one true or false?
True.
Okay. All right. Based on admissions of Mr. Williams, I move to find Mr. Williams delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways for company.
Second.
Okay.
Agree. You could also add in that he violated that, like what we do in the way, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision. Violated the terms of the supervision, the delinquent could have had, or probably have to say that he violated the terms of the
Okay, sir, that will wrap up. The board did vote to revoke your community supervision.
We still need to revoke.
He violated the terms of the supervision.
We have to read the second phase, too.
The second, would be.
Okay.
The second would be.
Sorry about the confusion. I'm a newbie here.
Okay, sorry.
So I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Williams as he was delinquent by way of the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. That's it. Now
okay.
And Mr. Williams, we will convey that to the Pima Reentry Center. We have Mr. Oliveira here. We're glad that you had a good stay there, and we wish you the best. And I guess we will never see you again in Orange. So good luck, and God bless, and we wish you the best, sir, beginning tomorrow morning.
Happy holidays.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right.